This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. With wage theft on the rise, New Haven considers going after the licenses of employers found to have committed labor violations.
For years, this organization down in New Haven, Unidad Latina en Acción, has been advocating for an idea that would specifically revoke or suspend the licenses or permits of businesses that commit labor violations.
That's Jose Luis Martinez from the Connecticut Mirror. He's looked at the possibility that New Haven may soon pass an ordinance targeting restaurants responsible for wage theft. More to come after this.
From Greenwich to Groton, Massapequa to Montauk, and everywhere in between, the WSHU podcast After All Things has got you covered with news and culture from Connecticut and Long Island in less than 15 minutes. Hosted by me, Sabrina Garone. So from Fire Island to Fairfield and West Hampton to Westport, listen to After All Things weeknights wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Jose. You say that New Haven is looking into going after restaurants that commit wage theft by targeting their licenses. What exactly are they trying to do here?
Yeah, so one of the main problems over the years is that there's been a large number of complaints of wage theft to the state, and more recently, a backlog has been created. So, you know, for years, this organization down in New Haven, Unidad Latina en Acción, has been advocating for an idea that would specifically revoke or suspend the licenses or permits of businesses that commit labor violations, such as wage theft, you know, if someone gets injured on the workplace and they don't provide protections. And so, you know, the idea is still in the early stages and, you know, there's a lot left to be done.
Okay. Now, you have the example of someone who had a problem with wage theft and the difficulty to try and recover those lost wages. Could you just tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So this case of Lina Segura, she's been waiting for her wages for over a year now. The New Haven Independent covered the early stages of the case last year. And we caught up with Lina through Unidad Latina en Acción. And it took over a year from the moment she submitted a complaint to the moment she got some relief. And that has some advocates frustrated. You know, there's legislative attempts to alleviate this backlog. You know, there's a bill at the legislature right now that would increase the number of inspectors at the state's Department of Labor. And so that's the problem. You know, folks are frustrated that, you know, workers either don't get paid and they have to wait months to hear back about their case. So advocates are, you know what, they're thinking, let's provide another deterrent. Let's provide another punishment for businesses that try to commit these violations.
And the problem has been that you can go to your local police, but they can't do anything about this. It has to go to the Department of Labor, and they're just overwhelmed with how many cases they have to handle.
That's right. Yeah, there's about 1,000 as of March, 1,000 cases that have not been assigned to an investigator. Meaning that it's going to take a wage investigator from the state's Department of Labor testified at a public hearing earlier this year. And he said that it's taking about 8 months to just even get started in a case. And, you know, for a lot of these folks that are being affected, you know, they need the money then. They need to pay rent and other basic necessities.
There's some cities around the country that have been able to pass these types of ordinances. Why would that be an issue for Connecticut City to do so like New Haven?
Yeah, so once the idea of, you know, suspending or revoking the licenses of, and permits of businesses, once that idea was circulated to elders, they asked for a legal opinion from the city's legal department. And they said that it's not legal. And it's because the city's health department does not have that power.
So the ordinances would be enforced by the local city health departments.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have the power to levy these types of sanctions on businesses?
Yeah, the city's health department does not have the power to revoke or suspend the licenses. And that's what the ordinance, the original idea, was proposing. And so the folks drafting the ordinance are taking that feedback into account and trying to see what works.
In the meantime, this is a state responsibility. There is legislation being considered in the state legislature. What's the fate of that legislation?
Yeah, so it's really uncertain right now. Like many other bills, there's a tight budget this year. They're trying to keep spending down. And last year this bill seemed to face the same issue. There were competing interests. Wage theft isn't the only topic that's seeking money for relief, so it didn't get past Appropriations Committee last year. It didn't make it to a vote in the House or the Senate. And this year it got passed out of the Labor and Public Employees Committee, but that's it right now. As for whether it passes, it's uncertain.
And the Restaurants Association is pushing back on this. They say that basically this is a state function and therefore it should be handled on the statewide basis and it shouldn't be city by city, town by town.
Correct. They think it should be the state's responsibility. Anything that comes to labor complaints, labor enforcement, it should be up to the state and not to the city.
In the meantime, we still have the backlog of 1,000 cases of wage theft being handled by just a handful of employees in the Department of Labor.
Correct. Yeah, so the 1,000 cases, there's about, the Department of Labor's wage unit, the Wage and Workplace Standards unit, they're a very specialized division. They have a staff of about 30, including about 21 on the ground. And that number is actually down from a few years ago. They had over 40, about almost 50, I believe. And yeah, that number has dropped while the number of complaints has, increased. There's thousands of complaints a year, and the cases are complex. It's not as simple as just going to an employer, telling them to pay. They have to investigate the claim, get records, documents, and try to find a solution with the employer.
A law clinic at Yale is trying to look into this question for the alderman in New Haven, whether they can deal with this issue. What's their take on what the city attorney has, the decision the city attorney came up with?
Yeah, so this is the Haven Medical Legal Partnership at Yale. And they took the feedback, they looked at what the city's legal department said, and they're taking it into account. They haven't expressed, any opposition or support. They're just trying to find what works for both the city and to find a solution to this problem, find an additional wage theft deterrent. And one thing that they do note is that this isn't supposed to inconvenience businesses. And they're trying to find, maybe incorporate one of the solutions that was suggested by the city's legal department. Right now, again, the original idea had the city's health department suspend or revoke these licenses. But one of the ideas suggested that could be legal is requiring a business to, every time they renew or apply for a license, to just be, screened to check if they committed any labor violations.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jose.
No, thank you.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebon Udana, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.